This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. The global effort to develop a COVID-19 vaccine is getting a boost with news of another potentially effective vaccine. Moderna says COVID-19 vaccine is proving to be highly effective in a major trial. AP correspondent Shelley Adler has our report.
Last week it was Pfizer. Today it's Moderna, which says its vaccine appears to be 94.5% effective.
The results of this trial are truly striking.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the U.S. government's top infectious diseases expert, who warns, even with the encouraging news, don't let up on COVID restrictions.
Universal wearing of masks, washing of hands. We should not let the accomplishment of an effective vaccine have us feel we can let our guard down.
If the FDA allows emergency use of either vaccine candidate, there will be limited ration supplies before the end of the year. I'm Shelley Adler.
The European Commission wants to reach a deal with Moderna for the supply of millions of doses of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate for a price below $25 per dose, an EU official involved in the talk said. The EU has been in talks with Moderna for its experimental COVID-19 vaccine at least since July, an internal EU document seen by Reuters shows. Israel cast a wider net Monday in its quest to secure a vaccine for COVID-19, approaching Russia to discuss buying its Sputnik V vaccine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu told reporters he and Russian President Vladimir Putin, quote, will discuss this in the coming days, end quote. Last week, Israel signed another deal with Pfizer. Israel is also developing its own vaccine that, if successful, could be market ready by the end of the summer. This is VOA News. German federal and state leaders agreed to postpone until November 25th a decision on further lockdown measures to slow a second wave of coronavirus infections. That's according to Chancellor Angela Merkel. Merkel said Monday a majority of state leaders did not want to see a tightening of restrictions before next week. Hurricane Iota strengthened into a catastrophic Category 5 hurricane and was set to slam into Central America late Monday, threatening areas devastated by a powerful storm just 2 weeks ago. This according to the U.S. National Hurricane Center. Iota was upgraded to Category 5, the highest level, as it moved westward over the Caribbean towards the Nicaragua-Honduras border. The hurricane would, quote, bring catastrophic wind, life-threatening storm surge, and torrential rainfall, end quote, the NHC said. Security forces in Pakistan sealed off a main highway into the capital, Islamabad, for a second day Monday to contain thousands of Islamists gathered outside the city to protest the reprinting of caricatures of the Prophet Muhammad in France. Witnesses and organizers said around 5,000 followers of the far-right TLP began rallying Sunday and vowed to march toward the French embassy in Islamabad. Participants were chanting anti-France slogans and demanding the expulsion of the French ambassador. Pakistani authorities, however, deployed thousands of riot police and paramilitary forces and placed shipping containers at key entry points to block participants from entering the capital. Projected President-elect Joe Biden consulted the CEOs of top U.S. companies and labor leaders Monday before a planned speech on fixing the pandemic-battered economy and welcomed further progress in COVID-19 vaccine development. Biden moved ahead with economic planning even as Republican President Donald Trump Monday again refused to accept his election loss. Mr. Trump's national security advisor, Robert O'Brien, said Monday he was prepared to ensure a professional transition to Biden's team. Several cities in Poland illuminated buildings with rainbow colors Monday in a gesture of solidarity with the LGBT+ community. But activists called for more support in the face of rising hostility. LGBT rights have been a flashpoint in Poland over the last 2 years, with politicians tied to the ruling National Law and Justice Party and senior members of the Catholic Church arguing against what they term LGBT ideology. Four astronauts are on their way to the International Space Station after a successful launch of SpaceX rocket Crew Dragon. The three U.S. crew members and one from Japan are on NASA's first crew rotation mission using a commercial spacecraft. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.